The Crush, 95.9 and 95.5 streaming at KRSH.com. It is that time of the week for Ziggy the Wine Gal. Good morning.
Good morning. We are just rocking out here in the studio. That was like next level rocking out early in the morning.
It was pretty early. Gary Clark Jr. I'm seeing him on Saturday night. He's playing in SF, so it was a little celebration.
I love that. I love that. Well, welcome to Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thanks to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets with four fabulous locations. There really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits has two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, we were just talking about it only moments ago before we were live on Wine Wednesday. The Outer Banks in North Carolina, I have just come back from that. Sadly, I had to leave, but happily home. It's the one place that I go that's just my absolute happy, happy place. I've been hanging out in the Outer Banks for about 30 years now. And it's one of those type of places where you can just walk right into the ocean because it is so warm. And there's millions and zillions and trillions of shells everywhere. But there's a wonderful wine event, a wine charity event that I help co-produce every year for charity for the Foundation of Hope, which raises money for mental health research. And it's just so much fun to see a lot of the vintners and winemakers from out here attend. And now I'm back in the saddle. And it's like the minute I got back, I was back in the groove of things and been visiting a lot of tasting rooms lately. It seems like there is just time in my schedule to go to these tasting rooms. And I think that you should, too. You know, look where we are living. Look where we're surrounded by. And it's just a great opportunity. And some of the tasting rooms I've been in, it's like there hasn't been big crowds. So it's been really, really nice. And I'm saying get out and support our local tasting rooms because they all need you right now. The economy is a little bit sketch. I'm not going to candy coat it. But the tasting rooms would love to see you and love to welcome you. I've been seeing a lot more signs out lately that say, you know, walk-ins welcome. It seems like for the last couple of years, you've really needed appointments. Well, since the COVID and everything, people preferred appointments. But now it's a free-for-all. So there's been really some fun events happening at a lot of the tasting rooms. And quite frankly, we were right in the middle of event season. Like there are just hundreds and hundreds of events happening all the time. So, Mindy, I'm putting this out to you because you're fairly new to the hood, all things compared. And on Wednesday nights, you can watch the sun set at Paradise Ridge Winery. And it is so beautiful there. I mean, like really, really beautiful. And I was just there Friday evening, right after I got back off my flight, and just reminded of the beauty of where we live. But you can just hang out on their patio. There's various terrace levels that you can hang out on. And you can just sit there and watch the sun set. It's completely due west. And it's just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. They always have live music. They always have a local food truck there. So that happens every Wednesday night until October. Paradise Ridge Winery is located in Santa Rosa off of Fountain Grove Parkway. So super easy to get to. They're on Thomas Lake Harris Drive. And they are celebrating their 30th anniversary this year. So really incredible family. And then also on Thursday nights, I've been hanging out a lot at Catelli's in Geyserville. So if you have not been to Geyserville for a while, now is your time, especially on Thursday nights, because Catelli's has live music on their patio, and their patio is so beautiful, and it's free. So you can go hear free live music every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m. at Catelli's in Geyserville. They have a great bar to hang out at, lots of beers on tap if you're into the beer program. They have lots of great cocktails, wonderful wines by the glass. And if you want to have a table for dinner listening to the live music, you can certainly reserve a table. So that's been fun. But one of the coolest things I've discovered this summer is Iron Horse Vineyards. They're located in Sebastopol, kind of on the edge of Forestville. And their tasting room and winery is up on this hill. And on weekends only, they are doing a really special Magnum tasting. I mean, this is such a rare opportunity to spend like 90 minutes, 2 hours, whatever it is. I mean, it seems like when I did this a few weeks ago, I was there forever because I didn't want to leave. It was so much fun. But they bring out several different Magnums, all vintage Magnums, all different styles of sparkling wine. And you get to taste wine from the Magnums, the sparkling deliciousness. And then they have caviar and potato chips and all these little fun pairings with it. And it's just a unique experience that nobody else is doing. And quite frankly, who does not want to drink sparkling wine from a Magnum? Hello. I mean, it is just so much fun. But that's only a Saturday and Sunday thing, and you have to have a reservation for that. IronHorseVineyards.com is their scoop. And of course, this weekend, it's the Gravenstein Apple Festival. So this, you know, local legendary Apple Festival is now getting a lot of national attention. I've seen it featured on two television shows lately. There's a lot of stations out of San Francisco and now Los Angeles that are doing specials and getting people to get up and out and come to Sebastopol for the Gravenstein Apple Festival that takes place this weekend. Now, this is an all-ages thing. Of course they have wine there. Of course they have beer. Of course they're going to have local apple cider there, but they have all things apple, but they have so much live music happening at it, which makes it so much fun, and so many local chefs that are doing some really fun things, and it's just a good time to get all dusty and, you know, run through the the countryside and enjoy apples and all kinds of fun things. Of course, I mentioned the live music, but really, if you check out the lineup, it's pretty stellar. Now, also happening this weekend on Saturday, Jimtown Store, which has always been located in the Alexander Valley and still is located there, has recently sold because Carrie Brown, the original owner, has retired. And they're doing the gal, Michelle Wood, who has now bought Jimtown Store. She's a chef. She has organized this incredible dinner this Saturday as a fundraiser because she needs to revive the old Jimtown Store, which is well over 100 years old. And it's just such an icon for Sonoma County. She needs to refresh it, remodel it. And so she's doing a little dinner fundraiser at a secret location in Healdsburg, an incredible home. And Michelle is known for her dim sum. She's Asian and she makes some incredible, incredible dim sum. And so she's starting the evening with dim sum appetizers. We have Alexander Valley Vineyards there, like the winery that made me fall in love with Sonoma County. And it's located right down the street from Jimtown Store. And they're going to be there pouring their wines. And then they're going to do, Michelle's going to do some signature recipes from the classic Jimtown Store cookbook for the dinner. And it's a deal at $125. Let me tell you, it's going to be a really fun affair. And I'll be your guest sommelier for the evening, pouring some fabulous wines along with Katie from Alexander Valley Vineyards. So that's kind of, I mean, there's just so many events happening and lots of local things to do. And beyond that, what's in your glass? Of course, we've been talking about summer wine picks all summer, and those are on our Crush website. Check it out, krsh.com. But I've been just looking for something unique and sassy and fun and something different, and that's what's keeping me going right now. I've just been enjoying some sexy, salubrious, kind of sultry, sassy white wines, and I've been searching out these wines, like Muscat Blanc. Like, when was the last time you had one of those, Muscat Blanc, or French Colombard? Come on, let's come back with the French Colombard. Woodenhead Winery in Forestville is making a lot of these wines that are so unique and different. French Colombard being made up in Mendocino. McNabb Ridge, killer French Colombard, and it's under $20. And Marmar Estate in Sebastopol, now they're doing a fun happy hour too. I mean, everybody's doing events, but they're making a Godale. And that, they brought all the way here from Spain and planted it in the Russian River Valley, and it's a kinky white. I mean, it is absolutely delicious. So lots of fun summer things. And right now, I'm searching out sassy, salubrious white wines. So if you know of something, send me an email. If there's something that you know about that's super sassy and fun and different, a kinky white, if you will. So I'm not talking about Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc, but something really fun and unique. Send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com, and hip me to the deal, because I want to know what's out there and I want to drink some sass in my glass. There you go. So that wraps up a Wine Wednesday this morning. Thank you for tuning in. If you want scoop on any of the events that I talked about, in particular the Jimtown dinner this Saturday, you've got to send me an email and I'll scoop you on all the things. And always check out my socials. I'm on all the socials now, even the TikTok, as my daughter calls it. At Ziggy the Wine Gal, of course, is my social handle. My email again is ziggy@krsh.com. Have a sassy, salubrious, soaked Wednesday. Cheers.
Thank you for the alliteration and for the vocabulary. I appreciate it.
It's my thing.
I love it.